Hey, how's
Love
everybody doing?
Welcome Radio. To
okay. Well, how's
you calling in?
How's everybody doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Man, we got a great topic today. I'm sitting here with the co-host, Gil Baggett from the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dads. My name is VJ Smith, and we just want to welcome you. Thank you for calling, and we're looking forward to you calling in and being a part of the show. Our topic today is going to be what, Gil?
How do you find a good man and not a player? We're trying to talk to everybody out there today, especially women, that are we have a support group every Tuesday and Thursday night. And we have a support group every Tuesday night. And in that support group, we have a lot of eligible bachelors, men who have taken control of their lives and changed their lives around. They've been through a few things, but they've overcome these things. And through the help of the supportive system of the Mad Dads and Urban Ventures, they've turned their life around. They know how to be fathers now. They know how to be responsible now. And but they still having problems finding that good woman.
That good woman, and some of them have problems finding that good man. So we got a call on the line. We're going to talk to him. Your number is 638-8339. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Hey, wait a minute, just a second here. We're going to try to get you on here. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Wait a minute here. There you go. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good.
Okay, you got our topic.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts about our topic?
What's the topic again?
How to find a good man or a good woman, or how to know when you've got a good man or a player. How do you know the difference?
I'll say about the woman part, how to know a good woman. She's not snooping around, she's not creeping, she's not she comes home when there's kids around, when there's dinner. She come home at a respectable time that you can trust her. That's what I think is a strong woman.
Well, how do you know when you got a fake woman? How do you know when you got one that's off the chain?
I think when you have a fake woman, when she don't do what she wants to do. She does whatever. She's not doing what you want her to do, or she's not respecting the house.
So you want a woman that you can tell what to do?
No, I don't want a woman that I can tell what to do. I want a loyal Christian woman.
Okay.
So how do you pick? How do you find a good? You know, what do you tell? You know, there's so many women out here and so many men out here that keep meeting the wrong people. How do you stop from not meeting a good mate? We're going to get back to you. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to come back to you because we really want to hear from you. I'm going to go back to my caller here at 63691. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, how you doing? How y'all doing today?
Hey, we're doing great. You know, we're talking about how do you know when you got a good man or a good woman, or if you just got somebody that's playing head games with you. How do you do that?
So, dig this here. First of all, this is how you find if you got a good woman. Check it. If you can have a nice dinner, a nice night, you know, without any problems, you know, someone who ain't always stressing you about other chicks, you need someone who can trust you. If she can display all those qualities, you got you a good woman. One who ain't always out to spend all your money up, you know, you can have a family, you know, good parent, you know, and then the same go for the woman. You know, you find a good man, you know, he ain't running off to the next room when the phone ring, and he ain't all secretive, and, you know, he coming in at a respectable time. He ain't beating on you and jumping on you, you know. But the woman can't be doing that, too, because women like to jump on men, too. So, you know, and the way to spot a fake one, you know what I'm saying, all you got to do is display some of them negative qualities and see how she reacts, because, you know, when you get married, the preacher says, for better or for worse. So everybody ain't going to have no ups. It's always going to be downs, too. So you got to be able to level it out.
So what do you say when somebody says, well, you know, I thought he was a good man, but or I thought he was a good woman, but, you know, I found out too late that they tricked me. They had different personalities and different. What do you do then when you get in a situation like that?
Well, you got to learn for the next time, you know. You got to be able to nip it as soon as it starts. You know, what I like to do is, this is what I do, check it out. Look, in the beginning, I do some things on purpose to see the reaction, you know, to let me know if it's worth pursuing or if it's worth, you know, even having this relationship. Because, you know, I'm in a relationship right now where, you know, after all these years, you know, everything is great. We love each other, and Jesus helped us.
Okay, so what you're saying to us is that you're willing to give out some tests to find out if this is the right person for you. Now,
yes,
when you find out it's the wrong person, what advice do you give to a person?
Man, you got to move around. First, no, you can't just leave because then that make you a quitter. This is what you got to do. You gotta first see if y'all can work it out between y'all, you know, yourself, and then you gotta try some counseling or something like that, you know. But if all that don't work, then you just got to move around and leave it alone.
So you're saying that you're seeking sincerity in your relationship, right?
Yes, sir.
But you started off the relationship playing games.
Nah, not playing games. It's a test to see if it's worth it. It's an interview.
Okay.
Okay, so we're gonna get back with you. We got another call. You just hold on, please.
I'm on my way to work. I just wanted to call in and support and give my, you know, my opinion on it. But God bless y'all, and I love what y'all are doing. This is a great thing. I'm going to recommend this to everybody. Y'all have a good day.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right.
And as you can see, the callers are calling because they really want to find out how they can get involved with their relationships, how they can make differences. We got another caller here, and it's exciting right now to know that on Blog Talk Radio, we're making a difference in the impact of folks' lives and their relationships. We're going to talk to our other caller here. How you doing? You live on Blog Talk Radio. Your number is 4294. How you doing? And you're live on Blog Talk Radio. There's no other radio like Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. And you're alive. How you doing? Okay, we're going to come back. We're going to come back to them. But one of the things that you find out, Gil, when you're in a relationship, there's a lot of barriers that come in the way. Number one, one of the persons or both may have insecurities. Insecurities that say, you know, I'm in a relationship with you, but I really don't know how to tell you about a lot of things about me.
Okay.
And so you're going to slip and find out. Now, we're getting a lot of callers. Let me go right to the line. I've got a caller with the 312 number. How you doing?
Hello, I'm fine.
Well, good. Tell us about, we're asking, how to know when you got a good man?
Well, I know when I have a good man because he's going to be God sent and he's not going to try to have sex with me on the first date.
Well, that's good because, you know, sex on the first date means what?
Right, that means he's a player. That doesn't mean he's
right.
A good man.
How come he can't just desire you?
He can desire me, but he doesn't.
You're so overbearingly beautiful and attractive, and he's just attracted to you physically. And he said, hey, I done made up my mind. You the one I want to be with.
Okay, what about that?
I didn't hear what he said.
He said, you know, you're so attractive that a man just wants to be with you the first day. What's wrong with that?
Well, that's a sin because you don't supposed to lust for anybody. If he's interested in me and he's the man for me, then he'll wait on me. And he'll get to know what's in my mind, not what's in between my legs.
See, now that's a good statement. Now, what are some of the tests that you give to make sure you got a good man? What are some of the first, give me the five things that you do right away.
Well, the first thing, he couldn't smoke. He'd have to be in church. I would have to see him working in his community. I would have to see his relationship with his mother, his father, his children. And I would also have to do like a 90-day probational period that would keep me safe from any personalities or disorders that he has that might come in at the end of the relationship, I mean at the 90 days instead of the first couple of weeks, because most people just have a representative when you first meet them. They'll be playing like they're somebody else and not really who they are. So
I like that. I like that. You hold on. You stay with us, and I'll be right back to you, okay?
Okay.
You just hold on. Now, listen to this, man. This is interesting, Gil. You know, we're getting a woman's perspective. We're getting a male's perspective of what you think about relationships and how they work. We're going to go to some other callers. But, Gil, you know, a man has been around for a while. A man like yourself, Gil, has been around. What are some of the obstacles you find in having a healthy relationship?
I think one of the biggest obstacles that you find is that all the excess garbage. You know,
garbage.
Baggage.
See,
you know?
Garbage. There's garbage out there. See, Gil? Gil, come on. We're going to talk to some other callers. I like what you just said. There's garbage out there. We got a call on the line with an 8339 number. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about relationships. Gil just said there's a lot of garbage that comes with relationships. Do you believe in that? That's that 8339 number. We're going to put you back on hold because you might just be a listener. We appreciate you listening. Now we're going to go back to the 914294 number.
Yes, how you doing, sir?
Hey, how you doing? You're with Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. You heard what we're talking about, relationships and how to find a good man or a good woman and the garbage that people bring to their relationship.
You know, I just heard, you know, Gil made a statement saying that it's a lot of garbage people bring to a relationship. You know, by being in a relationship for a long time and find out that it was a lot of garbage that, you know, that you overlooked. It's just like I heard a lot of your callers was talking about God and their life and stuff like that. But sometimes, you know, some people take it too far. You know, they want a person to get saved, that thing. You know, they come to the relationship with baggage. You know, and sometimes the partner brings stuff to the baggage. They want somebody to be like the person that they was with, or they be accusing that same person, the one that been abusing them. Then when a good man come into their life, they abuse that person.
Wow. And you know, I think you're absolutely right, man. Now, because I know you're a man that's been in relationships, and what is the biggest barrier for you in terms of when you meet new people?
It's about a trust issue, you know, because one thing about it, you know, you have a lot of people, you know, just like I've heard the callers were talking about, they speak a lot about God, you know what I mean? But one thing about it, you know, you got to be a doer of the word and just not a talker of the word. You know, you have a lot of women saying that, I want a God-fearing man, I want a man that don't smoke. But here it is, you know, on Sundays, they the queen of the sea, but Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, they raising hell all through the house.
Yeah, and see, and that's absolutely. So you got to have the same kind of woman on Sunday that you got on Monday. You can't have a different woman on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then somebody else on Sunday. You're absolutely right. I appreciate your caller, man, and we're going to put you on hold. We're going to get some other callers. God bless you.
God bless you, sir.
We got a person been on hold now for about 5 minutes. Thank you with the 3245 number, area code 651. How you doing? Welcome to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead.
You have any comments about this, what we're talking about, relationships, how to know if you got a good man or a good woman?
Say that again. Hello?
Yeah, you're can live you on Blog Talk. I can hear you good and loud and clear.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
That's
you
all right.
One.
I just want you to, this sounds like a good man with last name, by the last name of Hawkins.
Yes.
Talk to me. Now, how do you, you know, we're talking about relationships, man. Relationships seem to be going crazy nowadays. You know, people used to stay together forever, man. They would never fall apart, man. Marriages used to stay together 20, 30 years. And now you got people get together, man, get married 1 week, get divorced the next week, and they still can't get along. Can't find a good man. Can't find a good woman. What's going on? Talk to me, sir.
You know, I think a lot of people, they don't build on the right foundation, you know. The Lord give us a foundation on how the marriage should go. And I think men and women, they fall away from them principles. You know, if you're not living by them principles, then the marriage is out of order. For example, my marriage was not built on the word for over 10 years, and we struggled so much. But today we're building our relationship on the word of God, and because of that, we're growing together. We're on the same accord, and we're loving each other more. I didn't know that I was supposed to put my wife before myself, but today I do. You know, and it's you just gotta build on the right foundation, which is the word of God.
Man, you're going to make me cry up in here, man. Oh, man. Man, I love you, man. You're talking about, you sound like the kind of man that if I was a woman, I'd pick you, Billy. I would. Because you sound like a good man, man. You sound like a real good man.
Hey, Billy, but I understand what you're saying on that stuff, right?
Right.
But how long did it take you to get to that point? What did you have to go through in order for you to lay up here and realize that you had a good woman?
Well, you know,
he went through a lot.
Yeah, I went through a lot. I really had to hit rock bottom. I had to go through divorce and all that type of stuff, you know.
So you remarried your wife?
Yeah, I'm getting remarried. We set a date. We're getting remarried June the 12th. But God has restored our marriage, you know, and it's built on the word of God today. It's built
Man,
on
that's wonderful. Billy, that's a wonderful thing. We're gonna go.
Good thing, bro.
We're gonna go to another call. We're gonna put you on hold, man. We love you so much, man. So proud of you. Stand by. You know, this is really great. I love what Billy had to say.
Yeah, he did
you know,
say some good.
Oh man, Billy, man, you're a cold piece, man. Keep doing what you're doing. I think people are learning. We got another person been on hold for about 5 minutes and 21 seconds. Your number is 8339. We're gonna click you right on. Thanks for holding and being patient. Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dad's in the house. This is VG and I'm with Gil. We standing on the side, man. We just talking about relationships. How you doing? You on the air. You on the air. If your number is 8339, come talk to me. You are on the air. You just want to be on hold? Well, we're going to put you back on hold. But you were on the air. So if your last four numbers is 8339, you're on the air. We're going to give you one more chance before we go to our next caller. We're going to our next caller. Now, I believe something right now that this is really exciting. Our next person has been on hold for about 5 minutes. And your number is 5643. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads.
Hi, how are you doing? What I think about the topic is a lot of times we rush into things, and in any relationship, it takes a year to truly get to know a person. You have to get past that physical, because after the physical is gone, what do you have left? Relationships should not be based on the physical. You need to get to know that person. A person will show you what they want you to see for a year. After that year, then their true self finally shows out.
Wait a minute. You're telling me that a person can hide themselves for 12 whole months and you don't know all the crazy stuff they do? I'm just asking. So see, I'm a man, and I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I can hide it for 12 months. But do you believe a man can hide that for 12 months?
Yes, I do. Yes,
okay, but you're saying in that incubation point of 12 months that you're supposed to be a disciple everything about that man?
No, what I'm saying is within that first year, they slowly but surely begin to transform. You see who they really are.
All right, so I mean, but what we're trying to find out is how do you know when you got a good one? I mean, after he starts metamorphosizing, what does he become?
He can either become the man he presents himself to be, or all the stuff will fall away. Because
wow,
it takes a lot of effort. Any relationship takes a lot of effort. And if he's not going to stop putting that effort into that relationship, then what have you? He was just interested in the superficial.
Wow,
and,
that's interesting.
When you talk about marriage and relationships, when you get to the part about marriage is when two people come together, form a bond and a relationship to procreate, raise those children, and move on forward.
Did you say procreate?
Was from the beginning.
Yes, she said procreate.
You said procreate. Now that means make babies.
Yes, I do. You know.
Well, you being a mother of four, you know about that, and so we know that that's important too. To have somebody, let's get to that. It's important to have somebody that can come by and be supportive, not just make the babies, but help raise the babies.
That's right. That's the important part. And my mother has always said, you should be careful who you have children with. That's why you don't just say, oh, you know, he just, something about him that just makes me want to reach out and touch. No, let that go. Get to know that man. Find out if this is the man that you want to spend the rest of, take the time to find out if you want to spend the rest of your life with that man. Find out if that man is going to be there to support you not only financially, but emotionally. You know, so
we're going to get right back with you. You got a lot to say, and I want to hear more about this. We're going to come back to you. We're going to get another caller. You just hold on. Don't you go anywhere. I'm going to go back to 3905. 612-3905. And you know, how you doing? You've been on hold for a while. How you doing? Thanks for holding.
Oh, yes, I know. I've been on hold. But go ahead. What's the topic?
The topic is, how do you know when you found a good man?
And not a player.
And not a, how do you know?
Oh, how do you know? Oh,
yeah.
A number of things. He no longer is... treating you as if you are a person that is taking up his time, and he's preoccupied with something else, and that he listens to you. That means he listens to you and he pays attention. I mean, he's just not sitting there just got his head or his mind somewhere else, but he's listening to you. Pardon me?
Maybe if you just talking whack ball.
Yeah, now I don't know what whack ball means.
You just talking just to hear yourself talk. You think he's supposed to just occupy all his time just listening to you?
No, I listen. You have to listen to each other. That means that, you know, that means his mind is on, in other words.
Yeah.
When he's spending time with you, he's spending time with you.
I like that. That is really great. And sounds like you got a little one in the background.
Oh, yes. Can you tell? I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's all right. That's interesting. Now, you hold on. I'm glad that you called because I want you. We're going to chime back in on you in just a minute, okay?
Okay.
We thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. This is really great. We got a lot of great callers, and right now we've got somebody on that's been on hold for a while. We're talking about relationships, Gil. We're talking about something I think is really important.
I think it's a good show today.
Some people don't have relationships.
That's right.
Some people need relationships.
Yes.
Some people want them but don't know how to act when they do get a good
man
or a good woman. Let's go right here to caller 9156. You've been on hold for 5 minutes. Your last four numbers are 9156. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling in the Blog Talk Radio. You know, we're just talking about, have you ever had a relationship with somebody and they just did not appreciate you?
Yeah, almost definitely.
And what do you do when that happens?
It's kind of hard to say. For everybody, it's different. For me, I just kind of, sometimes I just kind of back up and I have to look at the situation, man. Because nobody wants to be with somebody where you give, and all they do is take, and it's not evenly distributed. So, you know, I kind of back up and I reevaluate the situation. And then, man, if it's not beneficial to either one of us or healthy, you know, you got to be able to know when to pull the plug.
Now, I like that. That makes sense to me. I'm going to go back to another caller. You stick with me. You stay with me, sir, because you're giving good advice to some people that need it. I'll be right back with you on Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. We got a caller here, Gil. I'm really excited about this topic. We're going to choose topics more like this, get people stimulated. My next caller is your last number is 3245. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Now, we're just talking about when you're in a relationship with some individuals and you know that that relationship is not healthy, then how do you get out of it?
you walk away without a lot of conversation. You know, I would take that approach. I have had that experience before, and listen to other people's experiences being in unhealthy relationships. And it could be physically unhealthy, verbally unhealthy, both physically and verbally, or unhealthy for the children, or whatever, however you categorize it. Some people like to have a big confrontation about why they're leaving and why they're going and what's wrong. But when you recognize you're in an unhealthy relationship and the other person don't see themselves as being unhealthy, then that could end up in a very tragic situation. And sometimes you
But is there any other alternatives? I mean, let's say that if you recognize that you're in an unhealthy relationship and you and you realize that he's a great contributor to the dysfunction in other relationships. What
yeah.
about seeking some professional help, like marriage counseling, therapy, individual
therapy?
Oh, well,
definitely. But when I hear unhealthy, you definitely would try all those things first. If you, sometimes, I'd say this, if you really believe that you can work it out, you definitely want to seek. I would go with a pastor first, or someone who has knowledge, from God, and let that trickle down. You therapists, you might even need to hold family in periodically. You might have to do it separate first, and then engage in couple therapy. It depends on what the dysfunction is.
But what does he need? Medication.
That too, and it depends on how much, because if you're a giver and a person is just a receiver, and you're always giving and they're always receiving, then the giver is never beginning to replenish. First of all, you got to learn to take care of yourself.
Wow.
And if they need medication, then you can set up all those avenues for them to get what they need. I mean. In a relationship, it could be a sibling, it could be a parent, it don't have to be just a spouse or a love. You still got to take care of yourself. A lot of people are in unhealthy relationships, and they know it's unhealthy, but they don't even know how to take care of themselves. They don't know how to get the help they need, but they can tell the other person to try to set up all the help for the other person. But, you got to have help yourself. So you definitely want to go to somebody who is very experienced, and what they do, and so you can determine what help is needed, because we may not see all the things that we need. We may just can pinpoint one or two things, and then as you talk with someone who's knowledgeable, then they'll say, well, there's a couple of more issues here that we need to bring up. But if you need I'm sorry.
That's all right. I was just going to say, man, that is great. You really are talking about some wonderful stuff, and I'm just so glad you're on this call. I don't want you to go anywhere. We're going to come back to you. Will you listen in for a little bit, and can I come back to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads, Gilbag, and VJ. We're hosting on the show today. We want to thank you for listening. I got a call that's been on hold for 10 minutes and 46 seconds. That 8339 number, I tried to get you to talk last time. Will you talk to me today? 8339, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Okay, and this sounds like are you calling from the south side or north side?
South side.
Hey, that's good, man. A lot of good things going on the south side. What is the biggest challenge, you think, when you're looking for a good woman, when you're trying to find a good lady, what has been your biggest challenge?
The loyalty and trustworthy, that's one of my biggest issues. Trying to find a decent woman.
And now, what makes a woman decent?
When she's faithful, when you can, trustworthy, when she goes to church, that's a decent woman to me. Somebody that has a good head on their shoulders and knows what they want to do in life.
So when you see a fine woman with a big butt and a smile, but she don't go to church, you still holler at her?
No. Well,
yeah, they don't.
But I just, you know, I want a faithful woman that has a lot for herself. You know, if she has all those type of features, you know, and she goes to church and knows what she wants to do, then, you know, that's my type of woman.
Well, that sounds good. That sounds great, and I'm glad that you're locked into that, man. We're gonna go to another caller. I appreciate your comments. A big button, a smile don't mean everything, baby, and I'm glad you made that clear. Hey, we'll be right back at you, okay? We're listening to Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads Blog Talk Radio. We're so excited. I've got a caller here with the 5643 number. How you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I'm doing fine. What I wanted to say is a lot of times, you know, it's hard because if you have these true feelings for a person, and a woman knows when something is not right. Deep down inside, she knows. But sometimes you get caught up with your emotions, and it's hard to let go of those relationships. But after a point, you have to ask yourself, is it worth it? There even may be children involved, but you still have to look at not only what's best for you, what's best for your children. There's going to be a lot of pain. There's going to be a lot of hurt. I had one of them hustlers and players. And what I had to do was I had to ask God to take care of it. I couldn't get rid of it. I prayed myself out of that relationship, and he took care of it. So now I'm at a point, yes, I'm looking for, I wouldn't say I'm looking for a good man, but I would like a good man. But first I had to go back and look at my previous relationships before that, and I realized that they all were the same. So what was it about me that was attracting me toward these type of men? So I decided to work on myself, change the places I went, learn to enjoy the things I like to do, because I like going to the theater. I loved going to church. Reunite with me. After I reunite with me, get to love myself, then he'll come. I don't have to go looking for him, and he'll recognize me when he sees me.
Wow, that's really interesting. See, I like that. That means that you went through so much with this last relationship that you're not willing to go through all these challenges again. You're not willing to go through that pain again.
That's right. But
so
I'm not saying it won't come.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Well, thank you. We're going to get back to you. We're going to go to another caller. We appreciate you. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio with the Minneapolis chapter of Mad Dads and myself and Gil Baggett. You know, as you can see, I'm doing all the talking. He's sitting back, but he's got good questions. Gil, what do you think, man? I think this show is off the chain. I think one thing that's happening is people are being honest, and what we call butt naked. We talk about getting butt naked. They're getting butt naked here.
Yeah, they are getting butt naked. And I think they're making some very interesting points, BJ. And I think the autonomy of this radio station allowing these people to lay up here and speak exactly what's on their mind is speaking life off into their situation. And I think that every call that we've had today has laid up here and shared some valuable information that other people can use and maybe lay up here and do some patchwork on their own relationships. Because, like, I've definitely heard some certain things. I went through a marriage myself, and I found that I had made a lot of, like the other caller said, quick decisions.
Quick decisions, yeah.
And quick decisions bring about a lot of disastrous consequences. And sometimes we're not prepared to meet the challenges of those quick decisions.
Well, we got another caller that just called earlier. How you doing? 3905 number. Thank you for holding. You've been on hold. What do you think about some of the things that we've said so far? 3905, are you there? Hello? You're listening to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. That's right, coming at you live. Yeah, how you doing?
Fine.
Okay, did you have any comments about the show so far? Some of the thoughts? Or what do you think? When you talk about long-term relationships, have you been in a long-term relationship?
Yes, I have.
And what has made that long-term relationship last for you?
Understanding, love.
Yeah, okay, just those
and
two
my
things
relationship
make it
last that long, I believe. Because I believe in long-term relationships, but sometimes when you're a single person, you have to date to find that long-term relationship. So
how many times did How many times did you have to date before you found it?
I can say a lot.
You had to date a lot?
Yeah, I had to date a lot.
Well, you know, can you encourage other people? Because, you know, women, some women are getting tired of all that dating. You know, they get tired of it. It gets nerve-wracking. You go out with somebody and, you know, you watch them pick their teeth and do something ignorant. And you got to spend a whole day. You done got dressed up. And he come out in a pair of shorts. You're looking good. You put your makeup on, got your hair done. He ain't even comb his hair. What do you tell women to be encouraged?
Well, sometimes, you know, if you following God, God will give you that discernment that this person has potential, because if he's looking for God, then you can see that he has potential. He just needs a little bit of encouragement, and that's one thing when I
huh?
Our black man is encouraged.
Hey, I understand that, and I agree with that, and I think you got an absolutely wonderful point. So we're going to come back to you. Man, I just thank you. We got 18 minutes left on Blog Talk Radio. We're having a great time here. And you just heard from her. She said patience, you know, and that patience is important. You've been on hold for 11 minutes, and I thank you for that. Your number is 9556. I'm sorry, 9156. 9156, how you doing?
I'm good. I've just been listening in onto the conversation for today, man. I agree with everybody who called in and commented on it. I'm going to have to apply some of that into my personal life, you know, because, I've always, you know, did my own thing, and I've always thought my way was right, but actually listening to some of the females and the things they have to say, you know, you have to be considerate of what they have to say, and you got to try to implement that so that your relationship can run way more smoothly.
Well, you know, I believe that, you know, they always say women are smarter than us anyway. And I think what you just said is that, look, man, let me take some advice from the professionals, from the best, some of the best of the best. And that's what you're doing right now, is letting the best of the best teach you a better way to be a better man. And so what advice to you would you give to, you know, sometimes being a man, or you're a man, what advice do you give to a man? Sometimes men settle for less just because they don't want to be alone.
Okay, first off, you can't go looking for love, you know, because that's when you're gonna run into trouble. You know, you gotta, you know, if God always has a plan, and you gotta let that love come to you, and when you do that, then you know it'll be right. When you go searching for it, you know, you run into a different. I think when you go searching for love is when you get your most experience. You get to be a veteran at it, because you deal with so many different types of women, and by the time you find that good one, you know what you're not looking for, and God opens your eyes to show you what you are looking for.
Wow, that's amazing, man. You sound like a young man that's got a heart not only for God, but a heart for your family and your community, and we really want to thank you for that. We thank you for
coming. Let me ask one call. Let me ask you a question. Once you've etched a sketch, you know etched a sketch is in what, gray, right? Gray and black?
Yep.
But once you've etched a sketch, a portrait of the woman that you want, when do you start adding in the color and bringing her into realism? You know what I'm saying?
That's a deep question, man. I want to hear the answer to that.
Okay, for sure. Once you got a picture of the woman that you do want, like I said, by going out and looking for love, man, you think you're filling in the color, you know, you're not, but you're not, man. You just you add a washable marker on there, so you can fill it in, and then when it ain't right, boom, erase that color. And you know, when you do find that one woman, man, you go slow. You're not in a rush. You're not in a rush to do what you think you want to do. You take it slow, man, so nobody gets hurt.
Okay, I can somewhat agree with that.
I like that, man. Somewhat agree is better than no agree at all. Thank you, young man. We're going to get back to some of the other callers. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. That's right, live right here in Minneapolis, Minnesota with Mr. Gil Baggett. Mr. Gil Baggett, you're a good man. Thank you, sir.
Minneapolis Mad Dads.
That's right, that's right. And this is VJ Smith. And I just want you to know, man, I'm really loving this. I'm going to go to my caller with the 8339 number. You've been on hold for about 9 minutes. 8339, how you doing?
All right.
You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. Hey, you know, we've been talking about relationships. We've been talking about what's the most pain that you've been in a relationship?
The most pain I've been in a relationship, I would have to say, when a girl, when she, when the lying, she wasn't, I couldn't trust her, trustworthy. She wasn't, she didn't have that good trustworthy. She wasn't. She lying.
She was a liar. She was untrustworthy. You couldn't depend on her. You could not even count on her. And matter of fact, you didn't even know where she was at.
Right.
And then when you were looking for her, she'd lie about where she was at.
Right.
And then when you had some money, she was always where you was at.
Yep.
And then when you didn't have no money, you couldn't find her.
Nope.
That is the perfect example of a no good woman, a woman that is out to get you, a conniving woman. That is the perfect example of what the kind of woman that you got to stay away from. But you know what? They come in male forms too. They call them pimps and players. And then, you know, they call them players too. Women that do that, they call them players, and they get at you and they try to take and absorb everything from you, and they find out what you like, right?
Yep.
They find out what you like, and they find out how to manipulate you, and they do it so well that sometimes you look for the manipulation, and one day you just woke up, didn't you? You woke up one day and said, "This ain't for me."
Yeah, that's why I said before, I'm just looking for a faithful, loving woman that has a good, that has a lot of stuff going for herself. That's all I'm looking for.
And so, are you willing to wait for that then?
Yeah, patience is a virtue. Preachers and praying, that's what I'm waiting for.
Wow, that sounds good. Brett, that sounds good. Hey, great. I love talking to you, man. Gonna get back with you. Just hold on and stay on the Blog Talk Radio and just stay connected with us. I am, right now, I'm going back to the 5643 number. 5643 number. You've been on hold for 9 minutes, and I sure appreciate you calling Blog Talk Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I think it all boils down to what you really want. I mean, we can all say what we want, but sometimes we have to know what's best for us. People change, relationships change, and you have to be ready to grow with that relationship. There is no sure guarantee in any relationship. I just think the best thing is to start off as friends. When you start off as friends, you get to really know a person. And if it's something that's meant to go further, it'll grow on its own. A lot of time, people get so lonely, and that loneliness can cause you to make bad decisions. They can cause you to get involved in relationships that you shouldn't be in, that you don't want to be in, or relationships that are harmful to you. I mean, it's like, and sometimes there comes a point when you know, well, this is time for this to end. But because you get so used to it, you're so comfortable with it, you continue on. Or the fear of the unknown, you continue on. So that's why it's good to have a good spiritual foundation, because you're never alone. You always have someone you can go to, because any good relationship, any good marriage, there are three people in it. There's God, there's the male, and the female. And
I beg to differ on that, because what you're saying is that, you know, you're looking for a man that's gonna supersede your previous relationship, right?
No.
No?
What I'm saying is I've had the hustler. I'm saying personally for myself, I had to do a reevaluation of myself and recognize my faults. because I have to take some responsibility in that relationship. It's just not all one person's fault of why the relationship did not work out. I have to take some responsibilities in my previous relationships. So by taking responsibility in that, I recognized what my faults were, and I worked on myself. So by working on myself, I realized that I had to correct some of the errors in my personality and the way that I do things. It can't always be my way. I have to be willing to give and take.
Okay, now that's what I was saying.
Well, that's good.
That's a good thing right there.
That's the foundation of a relationship, being able to give and take. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. We'll get back with you. Thank you, man, for calling in. We're going to put you on hold here because we've got other people on the line. Matter of fact, we got a stream of callers that are calling into Blog Talk Radio. Minneapolis Mad Dads, you can go to our website, www.minneapolismaddads, and find out a whole lot more about us. We're going to go to our 309-3905 caller. She's been on hold for 9 minutes. And 27 seconds. How you doing, caller? And thanks for holding on. Hello, are you there, 3905?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you've been listening in to people who've been talking about relationships and how to know if you got a good man versus having a player or a good woman having a player or a gold digger, stuff like that. You know, so many of our young people, especially even old people, they get lonely, man. They get so lonely and just want to be with somebody. What advice do you give to people? How do you weed these folks out? They go to church. Some of them go to church, and they look, they pray, and they jump and shout, and all the shatata, run all over the church, and you get in the car with them. They go to the liquor store. How do you know when you got a good mate?
I'll tell you the reason why. People, you have to wait on God, number one. And I know that people, when they you're not supposed to be lonely because you got God in your life. You should never be lonely. But you have a desire to be with someone because God put that in you.
But God also made man to be with woman and woman to be with man.
Right. God put that desire in us so that we can be fruitful and multiply. And that was his purpose. Is for us to not be man to be dwell alone.
So when we come together and we being fruitful and we multiplying without being married, that's not right.
We can't be fruitful and multiplying when we're not married. I'm not justifying that at all. When you have God in your life, you have a desire to be with someone married and to do it right. Because when you didn't have God in your life, then you know you was doing it wrong. But then that's because of sin.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Well, thank you. That's really great comments. And I'm keep praying for our men and women that are struggling with that. And they're having a hard time with that. Keep praying and keep being a good grandmother. I hear the baby in the background. Keep being a good granny. And we'll talk to you in a minute, okay?
Yes, thank you.
You're listening to Blog Talk Radio. That's what you listen to. We had a caller just come in. We're going to talk to her. Number is 5270. 5270, how you doing? Welcome to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. 5270. I think you might just be a listener. Well, anyway, I got somebody that wants to talk right here. Their number is 5643. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I was just listening to some of the stuff that was going on, and, I mean, you talk about the men, and, I mean, some of the women have their own little things they do. They look at a man, and they want to know what kind of car he's driving, how much does he make on his job, they look at what he's wearing, and it's all superficial. We women do that. So, we do. Yeah, we do.
Okay.
I think
we're getting butt naked here today.
So, sometimes, you have to get past that and recognize the fact that it's not about where they work, what they drive. And, I mean, that helps, but that's not what you should base a relationship on, because I have seen some of the nicest-looking men driving the nicest-looking cars with all these good jobs, and they open their mouth, and they're just so ugly.
And one of them was a police officer. Offered me a ride home.
And one of them was a police officer. He was a Minneapolis police officer, offered you a ride home, and his mouth was just a potty mouth. And I tell you, well, you know, we got some great officers out there. We ain't going to dog the Minneapolis Police Department.
Oh, no, I'm
if
not
you want
down.
Know,
I'm just
we,
saying. I mean,
no, I know you're not down. I'm just saying, we got some bad apples, and no matter what we do. And, you know, every now and then you meet one, and it sounds like you met one. But, you know, one thing for sure, I know that in order for you to meet a good person, you got to keep meeting a few bad ones too, right?
Oh, yeah, I've had my share of those. I can tell you that. But what I'm saying this to say is, although it said that, you know, there are no good men out there, there are. There are a lot of good men. You just have to take the time to find them, or better yet, let them seek you out, because a good man knows a good woman. And if he's a good man, he'll find that good woman. There's no need to run and look under every brush or settle. Just sit patiently and wait.
Wow, we're going to go to another. Well, thank you. Thank you for being on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to go to another caller here, and that caller is 5270. You have a 5270 number. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Hello? 5270. Well, you just keep listening in, and we've got we got 3 minutes left. You are listening to Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. Just go to www.blogtalkradio, Mad Dad, and we really want you to know that we meet tonight. That's right, we meet every Tuesday. Put it on your schedule. Put it on your calendar at 3023 4th Avenue South. I tell you what. If you come and meet with me, I got a hot meal for you. I've got daycare and a lot of love for you and some resources and things to help you in your life. You join us in our meeting. You come be a part of what we're doing. This is Blog Talk Radio. And I just got a hot release here. It's the difference between a boy and a man. Listen to this. Boys are students. Men are teachers. Boys are consumers. Men are producers. Boys play with toys. Men work with tools. Boys break things. Men make things. Boys ask questions. Men give answers. Boys are disruptive, and men bring order. Boys run in gangs, and men organize teams. Boys shack up, and men get married. Boys make babies, and men raise children. That's the difference between a boy and a man. Oh, we want to thank that. That's from Sharika. Sharika Williams gave that little tidbit. Thank you. All right. Yeah. You listen to Blog Talk Radio. I'm telling you, it's the best radio, Mad Dad's Blog Talk Radio. We are going to look forward to talking to you next week. And callers, here's our words of wisdom. And I'll let Mr. Gil Baggett give you the minute words of wisdom to end our show.
Hey, words of wisdom is that we all have to forget about our past experiences, you know. Take the things that helped you grow and throw the things away that later then made you unhappy. I'm saying there's a lot of brothers, there's a lot of sisters out there, there's a lot of good people out there in the world. You just got to open up your heart, open up your mind, and allow yourself the autonomy to experience everybody else's spontaneity. So we're just going to let Ben say that we hope that you all had a good time talking today, that you heard some good things that might help you in your relationship. We want to just bless you, and we want to say that we love you, and there ain't nothing you can do about it.
There is nothing, absolutely nothing. And remember, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock, we will be doing Blog Talk Radio. We'll be looking for you. And if you need our office, call us at 612-822-0802. That's 612-822-0802, where you can get involved, get in tune, get in touch, and get released. Man, I say we release around here. That's what we do. That's exactly what we do. So Mad Dads is about change, social change, physical change, spiritual change, change in you. That's what it's about. We're excited, man. Don't forget about us. We won't forget about you, because that's how we roll. Mad Dads is in the house. And, you know, Gil, I want to thank you, man, for being such a great host, man. This has been great. This has been really great, man. And I think we touched some lives out here today.
Yeah, we did. I heard a lot of good things. A lot of good things coming from people today.
I did, too. So, 5, 4, 3, 2. No, really, we got 4 seconds left. So we're going to be out of here, man. God bless you. Thanks for listening to Blog Talk Radio. log off, right? Yeah, we just say record. Recording left. 1451, does that mean? Yeah, log off. In session.